Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim. Klavam Zayin. We're starting Simon Gimel. So we mentioned this idea in the last year. Here the Chayyadim speaks about this explicitly. The Pasuk says, V'yachalta v'sabato v'yarachta. So the mitzvah of Baracha is not just an achila, it's an achila together with Sviya. So some say that the person is not chayav mid raisa in benching until he's surveyor from his achila. Now the Mishabura does bring at the end of Siman Kuf Pei Dalet in the Bir Halacha, many Rishonim would pass it not like this, that the chi of the raisa is ready for a kazayas. V'yachalta, v'yachalta, a person does achila, there's a chi of obeirachta, and they understand the drusha, the requirement of sviya, is not a ma'akev in the chiyuv of the bracha deraisa. So he brings multiple rishonim like that. Number one, number two, he says, let's say an individual is a zaken or a chayla, and for him, even eating a small amount is enough to make him full. A small amount meaning a kazayis, not less than a kazayis. So then he's chayv deraisa. That everybody would agree with. And Rav Moshe says that the chiddush over here is, we could have argued that he's not really being surveyor from the food, he's being surveyor from the food plus his illness. His illness is causing him, or the fact that he's elderly is sort of putting him in a situation where he's being full from something which people would not normally consider enough to be full. And we should argue that's not called sviya. It's not what the term meant when it said sviya. It says Kamash one of that's not true. For this type of individual, this is called Sviya. Let's say a person was Saveya, he had a Kazayas of Pas, and then he had Sviya from other foods in the field, in the meal. Which would be our situation nowadays for the most part. So Mishabura said, foods which are coming, Lalafis is a Pas, definitely would be included in this concept. So, we've spoken about lalafas as a pas before. So, we look at the bread as the primary element of the meal, and other foods are coming to accompany the bread. So, something like the protein of the meal, the meat, the chicken, the fish, the eggs, the cheese, all of those are understood to be coming to accompany the bread. Even vegetables can be understood to be coming and coming the bread. So those are the lafas as a pass. Those are mitzdarif. But in a case where he ate things which are not part of the meal, he ate a dessert, he ate fruit, and the sviya came from them, so he brings this idea from the Prima Godim that he holds in that case, that's not called sviya of the Torah. And that's not the sviya the Torah is referring to. And a person, according to this opinion, that to be chayiv in benching the rice, if you need sviya, the person has not fulfilled that condition of sviya that would be necessary to be chayiv mir raisa in benching. Now, b'yesh armim v'sabata d'krua hainu shtia, that v'achalta zu achila v'sabata zu shtia, that the definition of b'sabot on the pasuk, according to this, is nothing to do with being full. It means that you drank something. So according to this opinion, mitaraisa, a person would be chayiv, eating a kazayas, and chila in the Torah in general is a kazayas. That's the opinion that Rameir says, the pasuk over here, the chiv is referring to a chila in general, which is a kazayas. So a person eats a kazayas, he's chayiv, mitaraisa, and benching. But the pasuk adds sviya, which means shtiya. So, according to this opinion, in a situation where a person that would eat, and so the Ramah brings that according to this opinion, you need that person should eat and drink if he's thirsty. If he's not thirsty, like we mentioned in the last year, this halacha doesn't apply, but a person who is thirsty, who has not taken a drink for whatever reason and just ate, would not fulfill the mitzvah of the rice of benching, and not chayv mid raisa in benching. So the Chazon Ish says in that situation, a person would subsequently, yes, take a drink, when he's still feeling the effects of the food, he would be mechuyev the bench again, because the first benching was only the Rabbanon, and he ate and did not drink, and he was thirsty, and now he drank, so now he ate and drank, now he's chayav midaraisa. So Chaim Kanievsky points that a person should try and avoid that situation. And a person who is thirsty should make sure that they drink during the meal in order to not lose their mitzvah derais, according to this opinion. The Bir Halacha on that, this is in Kufsari Zion, brings that many of the Rishonim already understand that, not the Bir Halacha, in the Shara Tzium, that this drasha of Achalta is Achila, Misavata Ishtia, doesn't mean together. It means either or. Your mayor is saying that Achila is enough to be Chayiv, and Ishtia is enough to be Chayiv, and that's the Chiyah which we say when we drink wine, we say Rechachar on wine, according to him. That's the Pasuk is referring to, and not you need both during your meal. But the Ramah does not understand like that. The Ramah understands it means together. Achalta v'savata uveirachta, not achalta or v'savata. A vav can be used in the Torah to mean and, it could also mean used to mean or. So according to the Shara Tzion, he's bringing many opinions that say that it means or, either achila or shtiyah. But the Ramah's understanding it means and you need both. Now, v'nafta mina imistavik in birach. If a person is not clear if he benched, doesn't remember if he benched, the imochel kadei sviya chayiv avada devorach misafik. Safik the rice of the chumra, he has to bench. He doesn't remember. But the imlav, if he didn't eat kadei sviya, the man the sviya le denel le rabbanon, the hybrid that you could call a brachos, the misafkinon, the kula. A safik the brachos, the kula, if the person didn't have sviya. Okay, we'll talk about this more about the Shem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.